News, I'm Laura Winters. On Capitol Hill, the House passing a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state but still several miles away, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
But we want to keep everybody safe. It's the most important thing.
Opening statements scheduled for Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan. A jury of 12 and 6 alternates sworn in to serve. Trump telling reporters this is a giant witch hunt. More now from USA's John Schaefer.
6 alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are expected to begin on Monday.
I'm John Schaefer.
And a very disturbing moment outside the courthouse. A man from Florida lit himself on fire, white smoke billowing from the scene. Police say he posted wild conspiracy theories online. He was rushed to a burn center in Manhattan for treatment, but we have learned that this man has passed away.
This was an attack unprecedented in its scope and in its scale.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterating his comments to end the tension in the Middle East, saying the U.S. is interested in de-escalation.
We're committed to Israel's security. We're also committed to de-escalating.
Weakness in chip stocks leading to mixed results on Wall Street at the closing bell on Friday. The Dow gaining 211 points, the Nasdaq down 319, and the S&P 500 down 43 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York State busy cracking down on illegal weed shops, the problem especially bad in New York City, where thousands of cannabis stores opened before the legal ones completed a long and complicated process. There are 44 legal weed stores in New York City. Here's New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul, who tells reporters at a news conference.
Here in New York City, if you fail to evict a tenant, you know who's selling cannabis illegally. We can hit you with a fine of up to $50,000.
The Biden administration taking steps to block oil and gas drilling on millions of acres in Alaska. Critics say this will cost jobs in the state and make the U.S. more reliant on foreign oil. 5 teens have been shot in a park in Greenbelt, Maryland, where there was a skip school senior day, one of them in critical condition.
Women put Joe Biden in the White House 4 years ago, and women are going to do it again.
Turning now to politics, First Lady Jill Biden on the campaign trail in Bloomington, Minnesota, the First Lady addressing a Women for Biden event.
Post-Roe America isn't the future that we should be handing down to our daughters and our sons. And I promise you, Joe and I are by your side in this fight. And we're not going to rest until we've righted every wrong.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.